Who are you?
My name is Luke Williams. I work with the Microsoft Word team as a developer. Ooh. I was grew up in Canton, Michigan, which is about right there between Detroit and Ann Arbor. Attended the University of Michigan.
How did you get into computers in Michigan?
You know, they have a big CS department over there.
Ah, okay.
But to me, in the beginning, it was more of just like a marketable degree. I didn't really know totally what I wanted to do, but it was fun enough for me.
Yeah.
And so I decided to give it a shot and ended up getting hired by Microsoft about 10 months ago, so I'm one of the new guys.
Excellent. New and unbeaten.
Unbeaten. Yeah.
You don't have a lot of whip marks, so you can go and change the world.
Yeah, I get
tell the old-timers what
sometimes.
To do, right?
Sure. Bring in the fresh ideas.
So you're working on Office 12, right?
Yeah.
Word 12.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Word 12 yet. We've seen. I guess we might have seen the ribbon bar with Julie,
mm-hmm.
but
okay.
We haven't really gotten... What's cool in Word?
I can show you a few things in.
Excellent.
So, I can. So my big feature lately, over the past few months, has been save as PDF in Word.
You're the guy.
Yeah.
I knew you were one of those guys who's changing the world. And
It kind of happened that the guy who was going to do it ended up bogged down in a lot of print stuff, and they're like, "Luke, can you do this feature?" So I was like, "That'd be fun." Yep. So it's been some hard work, but it has been cool.
And so you can spit out it in PDF files, right, from Word or
well,
what? What does it do? What can I read in PDF files? Can I write PDF files? What does this thing do?
Well, why don't we take a look?
Sure.
I'll show you some of the capabilities. So. A lot of people have seen this, probably a lot of people haven't. This is the new UI in Word, the new user interface.
The new ribbon bar.
Yeah, and so the ribbon bar is more, it's organized around different tasks that you might be doing. You might be writing, you might be mailing, you might be reviewing, and in my experience, especially as being kind of new to Word, it actually is kind of convenient and fairly easy to use.
Cool.
So a new look.
Yeah.
So I'll show you this is one of my little projects that I did is the insert symbols.
Oh, that's cool.
Gallery, it's a little MRU most recently used thing that symbol insertion.
Very cool. That's sort of like something I had on the Mac back in 89.
Going for innovation. Hopefully everything
I had to give
here.
You some shit.
Hopefully everything here makes it easier to use Word.
No, it wasn't in the Word product. It was okay. Add-on. It crashed a lot.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we'll have a step up there.
So this actually works.
So here we have the save as, and there's your option right there. Save as PDF or XPS.
Wow, the menus just look so nice. You know, this is the this is not a common dialog box, right? But this is like what you used to get when you went save as. You get a really nice menu, and you get to see what your document's going to look like and your choices. Let's try that again. Save as.
Sure. This is it's not actually a mini view of the document. That'd be more like a print preview.
Okay.
But there's a couple entry points. This is our publish as dialog, which just says the PDF and XPS.
Okay. This is more the dialog I was used to.
Yeah. And then you can actually just access it through the save as dialog.
Okay.
So scroll down and right there, it is one of our native saving formats now, PDF.
Great.
Now PDF. Stands for Portable Document Format.
Yep.
I apologize if I say PDF document format, which is redundant but easy to slip into. It was developed by Adobe.
Yep.
It was all the PDF code is implemented internally at Microsoft, so we didn't license any code or anything like that. Adobe controls the format, so it's not an open format in the sense that there's no... I'm sure they take input from the community, but ultimately the Adobe Corporation controls the PDF specification.
Right.
But they let anyone who wants to implement it, read it, write it, and that's one of the reasons that it's all over the place now.
Now I don't know if you know this, but I was a beta tester on Acrobat 1.0.
No,
and
I didn't know that.
And I reported the most bugs on Acrobat 1.0 and got a laser printer for that and everything.
Wow.
So I know this where this came from, where the format came
from. Interesting.
Is it full fidelity for Word? You know, if I save a really complex Word document, how good is it? How, you know?
Well, I probably got, you know, 10-15 bugs on my plate related to PDF right now. So there, really though, there's just a handful of glitches that we've seen graphically, and the great majority, I mean, almost anything that you can print out, anything you can print, you can save to PDF, and it just looks great.
Okay.
At this point, so and ultimately by the end.
So even if it has an embedded EPS document or any sort of weird document that people would have out there, if it can print, it should be able to go straight to PDF.
Pretty much. We've tested a lot of weird kinds of documents, and we haven't found many problems at all. Okay. So that's been one of the fun things, is that the PDF code, it goes through our print code. It's not, what we have is not just a print driver, but the first pass of it acts like a print driver, and so it just takes the same code that puts it to your printer, puts it out to the PDF.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And PDF also is portable, right? So I could go take that document over to a Macintosh and open it up in Adobe Illustrator.
It's one of the advantages of a fixed format like PDF is it's independent of your resolution, what device you're displaying, your operating system. Like XPS, which is Microsoft's new fixed format, it's designed to be totally independent of any of that. So it lays out the same, looks the same.
Now, why would I use PDF instead of the new XML file formats that we saw with Brian Jones, I think? Brian Jones, and he showed us the new XML file format, the Office file formats. Why go to PDF? Wouldn't the XML file formats be smaller and more open, or...
So in general, the XML file formats will be likely smaller. Although when you publish the PDF, sometimes you'll do compression, and we actually have compression options, so you can minimize the size of your file if you want. PDF is a format that we're aiming at, or that is basically used for publishing when you want something to kind of be frozen. You want it to be like, this is how it will look, I can pass this around, it will never change, and like, I'm done with this document, I just want to publish it out there.
Like a legal document, for instance?
Sure, legal documents, it's popular for use in catalogs, you know, there's many, many uses. Anytime that somebody wants to publish something, they're likely to use a fixed format.
Okay.
Now, the XML file formats are Word's native save format, so if you have a document in progress, you want to save it out, read it back in, keep editing it, and keep a real flexible document, then that'd be more what the XML file formats would be ideal for.
Right. Now, PDF, you can save as a PDF, but you can't read in a PDF, right?
In Word 12 and in Office 12, you won't be able to read back in a PDF. There are apps that will let you edit PDFs, and in fact, PDF has a... text elements in it, so really you can just pop it open yourself and change some things about it if you want. But in general, it's not a flexible format for editing unless you have some real special tools.
Okay.
So,
do you have a test document that you could open up and save as PDF so we can see what it looks like?
Yeah, I got a few that.
Yeah.
A few things I can show you.
Cool.
So.
I like your screen, by the way.
Oh yeah, I can kind of get the vertical.
That's the happening. That's the way to set up monitors.
Yeah, do you do that?
Not yet. I'm still stuck with an old style CRT. So you got a little fake diagram there, all right?
So here's some random text, and I'll just show you. We do our save as. We can go down to PDF, and I'll just put it in a temporary file.
Okay.
And we want to open it right after we publish it. Replace, and there you go.
So this is in the Adobe Reader?
Yes, this is the free Adobe Reader. So
now if you use some weird fonts, does it embed the font in the document itself?
Yeah, so the way we do font embedding is some fonts, we will embed any font that the licensing allows. There are certain fonts that the licensing does not allow you to embed them and port them around.
Yeah.
So in which case, I believe that we convert them to bitmaps either on the text run or on the paragraph level.
Okay.
So we do embedding for every font that we're allowed to, basically.
Yep.
And we do full subsetting for every font that we embed, which means that we will only embed the characters that are used in that document.
Right.
So, because there's often large parts of fonts that contain all kinds of characters in other languages and that kind of thing that you don't need.
Yeah.
So it's an optimization for file size.
So what's it like working on the Word team?
It's fun. It's getting, you know, it's getting tougher these days. We're getting closer to shipping, but...
longer nights?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah. But we have fun around here, too. Like, sometimes the guys will game it up or go play some Ultimate, as in Ultimate Frisbee,
yep,
at lunch. Or
I had Charles on the Channel 9 team plays that once in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if I met him. I don't know.
What kind of tools do you use on to build this stuff? C++, I would assume? Or?
Yeah, Word, actually... Probably a lot of people don't know this about Word, but up until this version of Word, we used completely C. So up until, so when you look at Word 2003, that's built 100% in C, no C++.
Why did they choose that? Why don't they use a more modern tool, you know, Java or C# or Delphi? Or
Word has been around so long, and the code base is 2.5 million lines. Ooh. And you know, Word's
have you
been
read through it all?
Since...
Do they make newbies read through all the source code?
That would be very productive. Probably about 2 or 3 years.
2.5 million lines. Stuff.
I mean, basically, nobody on the team probably understands like everything in the product. Everybody has like a subset that they understand very well, and so you know, you're always going to people and be like, "How do I work with tables? You know, what can I do with document properties in this way?" And,
yeah.
But it's a fun team to be on.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so fun. Is this done in C++ now or C?
So we switched over to C++ in Office 12, but in many ways, the code has not changed. Yeah. We just made like the minimal changes so that it was C++.
Yeah.
So that it would compile in C++, basically.
Yeah.
So we have, you know, there's
and you guys have new standards bar, security bars to meet too, right? So the new compilers that you guys are using reach a higher security bar than they used to as well, right?
Yeah, we the compiler, as far as the compiler, we compile now with the Sentinel overwrite, yeah, flag, so which will increase security.
Which one is that? Is that the
GS?
Yeah.
And security is a whole subject. We spent a lot of time on it for this version. We have all kinds of new tools. Actually, every time we compile, we have a tool called Wacker or Ochre, which is the Office Automated Code Review, that looks for all kinds of, you know, integer overflows, and we're really taking a serious look at security.
Yeah. How did you come here straight out of college, or did you have another job before?
Basically, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I worked.
How did being in college prepare you for the security world? You know, for the harsh. So I see you got Michael Howard's book over there on the shelf. So.
Yes, yeah, I actually went through Michael Howard's book. You know, I think the colleges in general are a little behind the industry, like where the industry wants to be in terms of security. I didn't take a ton of classes where we talked about it a lot when I came through, and that's probably evolving and changing.
Yeah.
Right now, but
I keep hearing that from interns. I keep asking them the same question. You know, how many security classes have you had? Have you had anything on how to identify a buffer overrun? And the kids are like, oh, you know, I had to learn that here from Michael Howard.
Yeah. Oh, you did too.
I didn't, but I keep asking that question over and over.
Okay.
So the academic industry sure isn't really helping us out write secure code. But Michael Howard is doing a great job. Goes around. Do you take a class from him then? Or?
I tried to. It ended up being guest taught by someone else because Michael Howard couldn't make it. So
okay.
That was a little unfortunate because I heard that he's good.
Yeah. Tell me, do you have to do threat modeling on each feature you put in here to think about how somebody might attack the system?
Yeah, we're doing threat modeling on every feature that we write for this version. So, and threat modeling is basically kind of what it sounds like. You think through what are the different threats that could result in security problems for this feature, you know. So for Save as PDF, it was things like, what if they give us bogus file names? What if they try to give us like a super long file name? They were simpler for PDF because we only have a few different entry points that people can actually insert some text or give us some input. With other features, where there's lots of different places for input, there's lots of places that we get potential security problems if we don't think them through beforehand. So we threat model every feature.
Yeah, and that's a change over how Microsoft developed software 10 years ago. You know, so
yeah, for sure.
Everywhere.
Anything else I should know about the Word team? Yeah.
Well, we're 25 developers.
Wow.
It's kind of a mix between young and old. They took the team down to about 15 devs, and they brought it back up to 25. So maybe, you know, we probably got 5 or 6 people who are out of college in the last 2 or 3 years, and then a fair number of people who have been here almost since the beginning of Word. Yeah. So,
very cool. Nice. What else do I want to know? What's the coolest feature in Word?
Coolest feature?
In Word 12. What's coolest the coolest feature? Thing?
Yeah. I mean,
what's going to be the most useful thing that customers are going to go, man, thank you very much? Or you probably have already heard that from customers, right? Because you do all these tap programs and other things.
I think this one's going to be pretty big. Like, it was a big honor to work on this, the Save as PDF. I think there's some cool features that are going to save people definitely some time and allow people to consolidate these functions into one application, whereas before you might have had several do the same work or that kind of thing. We'll see how things all even out, but I think this is going to make some things easier for people. Yeah. So it's exciting to me, for sure.
Is there any way to automate? Let's say I have 1,000 Word documents that I want to get.
Yeah, actually, I can show you a few more things that we can do with PDF here.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So you're probably talking about a macro. So actually, me and a friend on the test team whipped up a macro here. Yeah. So you can see it's just about 6 lines, 7 lines. So we give it a directory path, and
my focus isn't working real well, so
that's all good.
Yeah.
So I'm giving it, let's see here. We'll put that in, I made a directory C:.
Oh, you're just
docs. And then what this does is it'll enumerate through the directory and grab each file name with the dir command. It'll open each file, and this is the export as fixed format command, which is for exporting either PDF or XPS. And then close it up and grab the next file. So if I run this and you look at the directory here, then
they're flickering, but that's all right.
Okay. Then let's see how we do. So you see it's popping open the different files. And as it's doing that, it's generating PDFs for each one of them.
Yeah. Excellent.
So, yeah, that was probably like 10 or 15 seconds to convert around 12 files.
Yeah, you can leave it running all night on a big batch. Sizes. I used to work for a magazine that had a lot of docs that they had to convert over to PDFs. Mm-hmm. So I love automation features. Yeah. I used to have to do them all by hand. Save. So it gets a little old after a while.
That's one way you can kind of do a mass convert.
Very cool.
If you got a bunch of stuff you want to publish, I can show you too some of the things that are special in Word. A lot of PDF generation people do is basically a printer driver.
Yeah.
So it's just taking what you see and putting it out to a PDF. But we've built in also several kinds of meta content that you can throw in there. If I go to, let's go into my docs directory and pop open this, kind of made a test doc for the demo. I'm not that much of a designer, but so got our cover page, got some text here in our test doc, got some pictures, we got a scary pumpkin, we got me with my nephew and some model guy here. Got a few graphics, thrown in the document, and maybe some links.
Cool.
So there's a few different things you can do here. So let's save this out to a PDF. And so here it is.
That's the PDF, man.
Yep. PDF.
I can't even tell the difference.
Yeah, pretty much looks exactly the same. So, a few things to notice. PDF actually automatically bookmarks your pages.
Yep.
Which is kind of nice. You can, let's skip down to our links section. Got MSN search, which is always improving.
Yep.
/.org, SureDog, GoBase, Channel 9.
Yay!
Threw that in there. So, and actually these are live hyperlinks.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be automatic for Word. Any hyperlink that you have in the document will be live.
Now, one of the features in PDF is the river of text. You know, if you have columns of text in a mm-hmm. Word document, it can you can tell PDF where those rivers of text are, so you can just click on them and read them easily on the screen just by clicking. Can you do that automatically, or do you have to add that in post, in a post-production kind of thing?
So we're talking about accessibility concerns. We have actually a guy from the publisher team implemented tagging for us. So what we have is when you gotta catch my train of thought. So yeah, so we're gonna have a document level language tagging. We'll have text run level language tagging. We have flow tagging. So
flow is the thing I'm thinking of,
yeah.
Where you click on the first paragraph and it becomes big, and then it'll follow that river of text, even if it multi-column kind of documents.
Mm-hmm. So for the, we have it, it's basically implemented in Word what's called CP order, character position order. Okay. So for the great majority of documents, basically we have a good accessibility story, solid accessibility story. If you start getting like real complex documents, then you may have to take a special tool and do a little extra markup. If you got text boxes that all link to each other, or some real like special flow you want, you may have to use an external tool. But for the docs that pretty much most people are using,
we're
in solid shape. And you can actually check that. The document accessibility quick check will check that you have all your tags in there, that you have alt text for all your images, the different things that we need for accessibility, and you can see that there's no accessibility problems with this document.
Great.
So we meet the quick check requirements of the PDF.
Well, this is cool stuff. It's going to save a lot of people a lot of time to get docs over to a format that they can share.
So we also have, should I show you a couple more?
Sure, keep going. Okay. I'll keep shooting.
Okay. So we got,
you got cool shit? Cool stuff to, sorry, that's a technical term. You got cool stuff to show me?
Yeah, I'll just show you quick here a couple of the things we can do.
Cool.
So we got standard or minimum size. You can decide whether you want to optimize for online or optimize for printing.
Okay.
You can optimize for space.
Online, it would crunch the graphics probably, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you have a graphic that's like 5 gigs in your document.
Yes, you don't really want to distribute that.
Yeah.
So just like printing, you can print it all, print current page, selection, or pages, print the document, or print the document showing markup, so you can choose whether you want to print out your comments and whatever.
Yeah.
You can include document properties with the output, so in Word you can pop open the document panel and say like, here's my author, here's my title, here's my subject, all that kind of thing, and it'll throw it into your PDF for you.
Okay.
And it's all automatic. And then this is kind of cool too. You can, let's say we want to create bookmarks using headings in this document.
Okay.
So what that does is we pop into the bookmarks tab here. Now every one of our headings has been converted into a PDF bookmark. So we can skip down to the text one, the pictures one, the graphics one, or the links one.
That's really cool.
And actually you can do that same thing with Word bookmarks. So if I want to bookmark my PDF in a certain way, then all I do is insert bookmarks in my Word document wherever I want them to be in my PDF document. And then when it comes out on the PDF side, without any special tools or anything, all your bookmarks will be PDF bookmarks.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for showing us this. It's really cool.
Oh, actually, I can show you one more thing.
I love it.
Let's see. So I'll show you a long doc.
You're like one of those late night infomercials. Oh, there's one more thing.
Okay, this will be quick.
All right. I'm just joking with you.
Well, let me know if you're out of time. So
No. I got an hour.
Here we got about a 200-page document.
Yep.
Just full of text, and we go ahead and save that out to a PDF. Here's our little progress bar.
Where's the progress bar down there?
Yeah. Oh, it's already gone.
Yep.
You can see it takes about 5 seconds.
Very fast.
So yeah, you know, and the complexity of your document matters, but we got a pretty fast story. So,
well, thank you very much.
Is that some of the things you can do?
It's excellent, and thanks for showing me a little bit about the new Word too. And we'll come back and see more.
Surely.
Thanks.
Yep.